Dear listeners, in the third chapter of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, we read about John the Baptizer. John's coming and ministry was foretold by the prophet Isaiah. The apostle Matthew refers to that saying, "For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer recognized that and viewed himself as the forerunner or the one who came to personally prepare the way of the Lord to make his paths straight. The Lord for whom John came to prepare was, of course, the promised Messiah, Christ. The Jewish people who received the scriptures of the Old Testament as God's word were eagerly awaiting the coming of the promised one. Most of them, however, did not understand his true mission. Only a small minority were actually seriously interested in the real message about the spiritual kingdom of heaven John proclaimed. John positioned himself in a strategic crossroads in the desert, in the shade of trees by the river Jordan. So many came to listen. His strong message about repentance and the imminent appearance of the promised Messiah was attractive. Crowds eagerly received his symbolic baptism of repentance. Their religious leaders did not want to be left out of John's popular activities. Both liberal Sadducees and conservative Pharisees came to him for the sign of baptism of repentance and pretended to accept his message. John was well aware that the Old Testament scriptures spoke of the rejection of the Messiah by the leadership of the Jewish religious and political establishments, as did their forefathers. He saw through the religious hypocrisy and ethnic fanaticism of the leaders who inherited the corruption of past generations. So he publicly rebuked them, calling them to repent and get ready to receive the promised Messiah. The gospel records his words. He strongly challenged their hypocrisy and fanaticism. He said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." Vipers, though relatively small snakes, their venom is extremely toxic and deadly. In scriptures, they symbolized Satan. John identified those leaders with their ruthless forefathers who rebelled against God's ways. They rejected God's ways and even acted diabolically and killed God's faithful prophets. They prided themselves in being physically descendants of Abraham, the father of their nation. They felt that they were the most privileged people. They viewed themselves as superior to other people. People of other nations were considered common or dirty. They treated them as dogs and pigs. Dear listeners, John the Baptizer had a clear message about God's real plan for humanity. He was well aware of Abraham's true faith in the Almighty, self-giving God of the Bible. He understood that truly belonging to Father Abraham is a spiritual identity. It is the identity of trusting the true living God and humbly receiving his saving grace and mercy provided in the promised Messiah. These are the true children of Abraham. Abraham was called to serve the coming of the Messiah, who provides divine blessing to all peoples and races, and not just to his physical descendants. John's words were clear. He said to them, "Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." In those days, as still today in many places, stones were the main building material for houses and other structures. Symbolically, citizens are the building blocks of a community, country, or nation. In this way, John was reminding them of the spiritual nature of the heavenly kingdom promised to be established by the Messiah. Citizenship of this spiritual kingdom is spiritual. It is composed of those who truly embrace the faith of Abraham. John the Baptizer was well aware of their corrupted understanding of the nature of God's kingdom. He could also clearly see that the divine plan involved correcting that understanding and reinstating the true kingdom of God. The corrupted kingdom had to be dismantled and replaced by a kingdom made up of spiritual stones built by God's Spirit on what the promised Messiah came to establish. That's why John added, "Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Dear listeners, John the Baptizer was not the only one who rebuked them for their ethnic prejudices and spiritual blindness. In the 8th chapter of the Apostle John's Gospel, we read that Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." He went on to also identify them with Satan, the ancient serpent. He said to them, "You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Jesus himself was identified as the cornerstone, rejected by his contemporary Jewish leaders. We read in the 118th Psalm, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." Yes, he is the Messiah King, the Redeemer of the Church of all nations, the foundation of the heavenly cosmic kingdom. The Apostle Peter addressed believers in the second chapter of his first epistle, saying, "As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, 'Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a corner stone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.' So the honor is for you who believe, But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Hallelujah.